Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning to you, Blog Talk Radio fam. This is your host, Minister Aaron D., as in Daniel Hubbard, host of the Blog Talk Show, Speak Your Mind Now, here in Rochester, Minnesota, where it is all good and it's all cold. Lord have mercy. Today, I want to talk about something that's been on my mind for quite some time, and I've been wrestling with God because the choices I had to make were not easy, and me being the person who I am, there were choices that I don't know if I should do it or not, or just going to get over with and do it, or, you know, whatever. But God has instilled in my spirit yesterday that he told me to do this, not as far as this series, I mean, this sermon goes, but as far as making the choices that I was afraid to make because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But God told me, just do it. They'll get over it. Basically, simply put, they'll get over it because I have to do this for myself to protect my spiritual being and not get hurt in the process. So, you know, a lot of times people think that I'm too mean, which I really am not. I'm just blunt with it, and I have to be that way because of stuff I've been through. But one person told me, and I'll take this in kind of respect, and actually a compliment, he told me that I was a ghetto preacher. Well, okay, that being said, that's a compliment because I'm real, I'm raw, and I'm ruthless. So if I got to be ghetto to get the gospel across, then so be it, because we were all ghetto at one point in time. Some of us still are. Some of us who've been in the streets for a long time know how it is to be ghettofied, not just because you're of an African-American community, but you can be any race and be ghetto. No, sir. I know some white folks who are ghetto, Spanish folks who are ghetto, Asians who are ghetto. I mean, no matter who you are, you're just ghetto. So, but I just took that compliment because me being the person who I am now in the race and the environment where I came from, hey, I'll be that and then some more. So it's all good because it's all God. Go with me in prayer and take it to the Father. God, we just love you for who you are, for what you've been doing in our lives, and thank you for the opportunity to speak for your people, God, because you know that the things that we go through in life is not by accident, nor is it by coincidence. God, we just ask you right now to give us strength and discernment that we so need, to give us the know-how to differentiate who's who and who's not. We ask you right now to give us the love that you want us to give to your people in a godly fashion, not to be mean or hateful or spiteful of what people do to us, but give them a sense of endurement. Because your word says that the light in us shall shine and glorify you, God. And we ask you in your son Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Go with me to 1 Corinthians. And we're going to go to chapter 13, verse 11. And while you're looking for that, we're going to play our intro song for the day. Hope you enjoy.
declare it. I know that I shall win. All you gotta say is this. Say, I decree it. And I declare it. I shall win. Everybody help me say. And tell them, say, neighbor, you're looking at victory. Just tell them. I wish I had time. Just look at one person and tell them, say, you're looking at a victorious believer. You're sitting next to a miracle in the making. You're sitting close to an individual that recognizes and realizes that no weapon that is formed against them is going to prosper. That every tongue that rises up against them in judgment is going to be forgiven. You're looking at somebody who realizes that greater is he that is within me than he that within the world. You're looking at somebody that realizes that they're the head and not the tail, that they're above only and not beneath.
Amen, amen. That was I Win by the Bishop Marvin Sapp. I Win. That's right. Satan ain't no chump. Ain't no punk. Ain't no coward. But Satan, you are defeated in Jesus' name. Amen. So that's right. Thank you, Marvin, for that lovely, lovely A selection. And we start calling back in the old school days, the A and B selection. Y'all too young remember that. But but thank God for that. I Win, because we are all more than conquerors in Jesus Christ. Amen. Because I don't know about y'all, but me personally, I have been downtrodden and depressed and distressed and almost defeated by what Satan tried to do to me. But God said that I am more than a conqueror through him, in him, and by him, because, you know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I don't care if you lie on me, try to use me, abuse me, whatever. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Say it to yourself, not your neighbor. Your neighbor got their own trouble, but say it to yourself. Go look in the mirror and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And we thank God for everything that I've gone through. Amen. So we're just going to give God the praise and give God the honor and give God the glory. Amen. Because without him, we are nothing. We won't be nothing. So we just give him, I can't express enough the fact that how God has been good to me, better than I have been to myself. Because, amen, because God is great and worthy to be praised. Amen. So, thank you, Marlon, for that reminder that he is so awesome. And we do win. God has given us the victory time and time again. And even though we think we fail or know we fail at some things, God still says that we are victorious. Amen. Thank you, Marlon, for that. Ooh, boy, we can call the church, call it a day and just cast it off and play it around and just go home. we can just go home off that because that was a word within itself. Amen. So we just, oh, Lord, have mercy. That was awesome. But God has called me to do this, and I'm not going to stop right now. So go ahead. You have your Bibles. Go with me to 1 Corinthians again, chapter 13. We're going to look at verses 11 through verse 11, amen, verse 11. And I'm reading from the NIV version, and my Bible says, When I was a child, meditate on just that for a second. When I was a child, what did you do when you were a child? Did you play toys? Did you play with games? Did you play hide and go seek and all that good stuff? Did you play tic-tac-toe? What did you do when you was a child? What did you do when you was a little boy, a little girl growing up in your neighborhood with your friends? What did you do? And it's amazing how Paul starts that off with when I was a child. He didn't say if I was a child. He said when I was a child. Amen. And he goes on to say, I talked like a child. How did you talk as a child? He said, I thought like a child. How did you think as a child? And I reasoned like a child. Oh, my God, Paul, thank you. But when I became a man, talk, Paul. I put childish ways behind me. Preach, boy. Just for a moment of this few minutes of your time, I want to talk about it's not easy being godly. It's not easy being godly. Amen. God has a way of sending his children messages. And although sometimes we don't get it, we don't understand it, we question God, we ask him, why do we have to go through this nonsense? Basically, what God is telling us is, I'm getting to you to learn. And with me being 45 years young, I learned a lot. Because there are some things in my years that I have not yet got a hold of. And just for a quick second, I want to speak about what are we doing that are holding us back. It's time out for blaming so-and-so and this and that, and I ain't getting my bills paid on time. I'm not working at the right job because I'm working with some hellions. My boss is crazy. Or my family is losing their mind because they're trying to dog me about what I'm not doing right. But what are we doing to ourselves? Paul puts it out point blank range and said, when I was a child, not if, because we were all children at one time. And the truth be told, we are still children of the Most High. I don't care if you're 4 years old or 40 years old or 840 years old. You are still a child of the King. And there comes a time in our lives we have to grow up in Christ. There's a time that I have been through some stuff, some situations that allowed me to grow up because at one point during the same mess, I was very immature. I used to get upset when I was 25 because I did not have my own way when it came to church. I asked the preacher at that time, why do we have to do this all the time? Why do we got to come here all the time? And he told me that you have to learn some things. In order for you to learn something, you have to let yourself go. And in my immaturity, I did not want to see that because I was still stuck in my old ways. 25, full-grown adult, but I was still acting or reasoning or thinking like a child. And sad to say that some of us who are above the age of 40 are still childish. But what happens when God tells you to let some things go? Do we fight? Do we fuss with God? Do we retaliate against God? Do we do our own thing anyhow? When God is speaking to both you and I to let some things go because the things that we are into are not good for us. As a matter of fact, this happened just last night. And I've been wrestling with this for quite some time. I happened to meet a young lady one day who I thought was a nice person. And during that time I was trying to converse with her, she kept telling me that I was too defensive. Okay, where'd you get that from? Maybe because she was saying things that to me I didn't like and not trying to check her in a way or being mean about it, but I was telling her how I am and how I used to be. So out of all that, I was being called defensive. I was being called violent. I was being called all kinds of things, but child of God, I'm thinking to myself, if I'm all that, then why are we still talking? I had to give the benefit of the doubt towards some people because, you know what, they may not know me like they should know me or ought to know me. And I said, okay, well, that's your opinion about me. Well, I have some opinions about you. Why are you always tearing me down? Oh, I'm just playing. Well, some of us don't think that's playing because some of us are a little bit insensitive. And some of us do get a little bit hurt more easily towards people who have injustified us. So last night, well, yesterday actually, no. Day before yesterday, I was talking with her, and I had made a little jokey joke about something, and she got offended. And I said, well, if you got offended by that little joke, okay, first of all, I apologize for it, but it wasn't meant towards you per se. It was an outside joke to general population about how I react to the situation. And I don't know how it got out of hand, but she told me to go F myself, and yeah, she did. And I'm like, wait a minute now. Hold on. Slow your roll. I'm playing with you. It's a joke. Ha ha. And at that moment, I was like, wait a minute. This is not cool. You're not cool. And I've been trying to reason with her for quite some time, but last night God said to let her go. So I did. I made a phone call to her, and I got her voicemail. Hey, I want to tell her in person. But I got her voicemail, and not being mean and not being evil about it, not cussing her out, not raising her voice, I just told her, like I'm telling you right now, in my plain talking voice, that the joke last night kind of went out of hand. I told you I apologize, and you didn't apologize to me, what you said to me. Okay, well, that's your behavior. At this point in time, I'm going to let you go. I can't do this anymore. And God is telling us a lot of us that it's the same thing. We have to let some people go because there are some people out there who you know or you met recently who are not good for you. And everything has a season. Everything has a season, you know, like the natural season. We got spring, winter, fall, and summer. Each of these seasons lasts approximately 3 months each. And maybe it's your time to let some people go because their season is up. Well, I've been with them for 10, 20 years, man. He's my homegirl, my homeboy. I'm not doubting that, but there comes a time when you have to let some folks go. Because God is taking you to a point in your life or a place in your life where they cannot go with you. Sometimes you may have to change your phone number, your email address, your address. You gotta move somewhere. Maybe to another city or another state, maybe out of the country. But sometimes God says, let them go. The preacher weeped them out, let them go, and you say it ain't easy being godly. Well, it's not. Because the natural man wanna get all riled up with other folks. But God is saying, be kind to them. Pray for those who despitefully misuse you. Because the Lord knows in my life, I had a number of times where I had one to cuss everybody's mama out. But God said, that is not my way. That's not how I taught you. But pray for them. And prayer works. Because they see it. They will see you, well, not them, but the thing that's in them. I said this last night. And I'm not calling nobody evil. So don't get twisted. I'm not calling nobody evil. But there are some things in people that are evil, that the evil thing that's in them don't like what God placed in you. Can I say it one more time? There are some things that are in other people, even your family members, that is evil, E-V-U-L, that does not like what God has placed in your bosom, in your spirit. And the Bible says that what righteousness has to do with darkness? Nothing. You can't be in light and dark at the same time. I have never, ever, 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 ever been in a situation where I walked into a dark room, cut the light on, and darkness stayed. It doesn't work like that. Because when light hits a dark room or a dark space, darkness has to flee. And when Jesus came into my life, when I was 32 years old, my darkness, my evilness had to flee. Did I still sin? Of course. Did I still fall short? Of course. Did I do ungodly things? Of course. Did I sin? Yeah, all that. That's why Paul declares, when I was a child, I spoke, I thought, I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man or a woman, amen, I put the childish ways behind me. I grew up in Christ. That's what Paul was saying. I got mature in God. And a lot of us, we don't want to grow up in Christ. We always saying, well, that's just me. That's how I am. Stop making excuses of who your evil man is. Because the Bible also says that the devil is here to come steal, kill, and destroy. What's he talking about? He is coming to steal your joy, to kill your joy, to rob you of your joy. He don't want your money. He don't want your cars, your clothes, your house. He wants your joy. Because if he gets your joy, then you would probably be very depressed and want to kill yourself. Oh, that's just me, right? Oh, okay, that's just me, how I used to be. When I finally gave Jesus my heart, I had become a more of a better person. Not in the instant, but day by day. 5 years ago, I was never this person that you hear now. 2 years ago, I was not this person that you hear now. Last year, I was something different. But this year, I've decided to get something better out of my life by doing what God has called me to do. And get this here. I enjoy doing what I do. I'm talking about full-time working at a full-time job. Thank God for that. But I enjoy preaching the word of God. I get a kick out of it. I love it. I thank God he has called somebody like a fool like me back in the day, running around with gangs, dope dealing, slang crack doing all kind of ungodly things. And God had a nerve to call me out of darkness into his light to preach the gospel. I love it. I really do. It is oh my God, thank you, Father, for that gift. And I don't take it for granted either, because the gift that he has placed in me, that I want him to trust me with this gift. And I gotta say this too, because my own brother, I love him to life. I love him. He's my second brother under me. That's my first, actually. I'm the oldest. He told me one day, I'll never forget it. He said, you don't have a voice because you don't have a pulpit. I'm looking at him like sideways, like make all crooked aside, like, what are you talking about? I have a voice because God, first of all, gave me a voice. I ain't gonna have no pulpit to stand behind in. I have a mic for a cell phone and an online from Blog Talk Radio. I can speak. I ain't got to have that. I can speak out in the streets if I have to or want to, really. And I can just tell one person, if you believe in Christ and ask him to forgive your sins, he will do it. He will forgive you. I don't care what you've done in the past. God will forgive you of your transgressions because he gave me my forgiveness for me. And stuff that I used to do. But God can save anybody, anywhere, any time of the day or night. Because we put God on a timetable. We think God needs to do it. Well, God, I'm going to get saved when I become next year or next Sunday. Check this out. No one has promised the next day. No one has promised the next second. And for us to be as ignorant as that, to say, I'm going to wait on God before I give him my life to Christ. I'm going to get things right first in my life. You can't get things right in your life by yourself. The Bible says, come as you are. If God wanted us to be clean first, he wouldn't have sent his son Jesus. Amen? He wouldn't have sent Jesus wouldn't have to come down from glory to this earth and die on the cross for our sins. For what? If we were all that like a chiz and have no wrong have we done, we wouldn't need Christ. And a lot of people think like that. They think of these certain religions that they are so holier than thou, amen, that God does not need to come to life for whatever reason. I'm doing all right. I don't need God. Yes, you do. We all need him. So, when we live a life that is pleasing to God, we will have some trials and tribulations. Because the devil in hell is going to do everything he can to stop us. Even today, before I got on the air, about 10 minutes later, 15 minutes earlier than that, I was hurting my left shoulder. God, I hope it was no stroke. Thank God it was no stroke. I was hurting. My left shoulder was not numb, but it was being like a tension of my muscles in my upper shoulder area, and I almost canceled the show. But God said, I got you. Go ahead and do the show. But I am just thankful to Paul when he told us that we cannot be the way we used to be in God. Because day by day, as I wake up in the mornings, God has given me a new beginning in him. Yeah, I messed up in the past, just yesterday or last night, but I thank you, God, for a new beginning in Christ. I thank you for a new beginning in you, God, because you know what I'm up against. You know who I'm dealing with, God. And for real, God, I don't want to deal with them anymore. I want you to deal with them. And that's what basically Paul is saying. He said, because when I became a man, I put away childish things. There should be no reason in the world that you have to put up with nonsense. So when I got cut, I've been cussed out a lot, to tell you the truth, and I let them go. But that was because I was just like, okay, forget you, I'm done with you. But at this point in time, I try to reason with folks, ask them what's going on, what I did to offend you. Sometimes that's unnecessary. Because the late Maya Angelou once said, if somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And for me to get cussed out over a joke, I'm scared to tell you something serious. And a lot of us know some people like that who will get mad over the simplest thing. I work with a few people who are like that. They cuss every day over the stupidest stuff. And I'm just in prayer for them. I'm quiet, not because I'm scared of saying things, I'm not. But I'm quiet because I'm in prayer mode. And I'm asking God to wherever they're dealing with, God, you deal with it, give them peace that surpasses all understanding, God. Give them a life that you need them to have, God. And in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I'm praying. Maybe not out loud, but I'm in my mindset praying. And don't nobody know this but me and God. But there are some people who we are known to come in our lives. We have to cut them loose. Well, preacher, pastor, I got to focus on my job. I can't cut loose because some of my bosses. Well, I'm not saying that quit the job unless you got something bad to fall back on, but let them go spiritually. Just don't worry about it. Give them to God. Because quitting your job and fall back on, that's just plain stupid. That's just call it like it is. That's just stupid. Well, maybe God wants you to have your own business. I don't know. It's between you and God. Amen. So, but we have to deal with things because we are, first of all, human beings on planet Earth, and secondly, that we are God-given creatures in Christ because this walk is not easy. Whoever, and preachers, let me tell y'all something this. I've heard a few of y'all say this too. Stop telling new converts that once their life is given to Christ, it's going to be easy. Stop lying. Because I came to Christ when I was younger. Oh, it got harder. It got really harder. And there will be some times that you may want to give up and say, I'm going to match my old life because it's my whole life easier. I've been there. But you got to keep it moving. You got to keep it steady. The Bible says that be ye steadfast, unmovable. Don't allow Satan to move you where you don't need to be. The only person who has a right to move you without your permission is God. Too many times we often misquote the word of God and say, you know, there's a song, a gospel song, I forgot who it was by. I think it's by something mass choir. I can't remember the name of the state right now. But they say, you have my permission, talking to God, to bless me. What the hell? What? Excuse you? You have my permission, talking to God. No, they're talking to the Almighty Creator, to bless me. I'm like, God, do what you will in my life. Have your way in my life. I may not like it, but you bless me, God, the way you want me to be blessed. How the nerve we have, that doesn't make any kind of sense. Anyway, how the nerve that we have to tell God what he's going to do and what he ain't going to do. I don't think God died and left you in charge. Yeah, he died, but he let God 3 days later. Yeah, Christ died, but he didn't stay dead. Because when he got up, he had all power in his hands. That means, brother and sister, that you and I and the devil himself had no power. When the Bible says that Christ had all power, oh, he had all power in his hands. Or he may have one in his hand. I don't know, but he had all power. So don't let the devil distract you from doing what you've been called to do, what you've been anointed to do. Because there are some people in this lifetime that get on your last nerve, try to break you down, try to take what you got, deceive you. But don't let it move you. Be steadfast. Unmovable. In other words, God's telling you, both you and I, eyes, no matter what you go through, no matter how hard life may seem, with me, you can keep it moving. God bless you.